Cause of Action is a group that is taking a look at the Department of Energy. And Dan Epstein is the executive director. And Dan, I wanted to have you on because I am one of those people that think we don't need a Department of Energy. It clearly hasn't done what it was supposed to do, which was to get us off foreign oil. We're in worse shape than we ever were. And all the Department of Energy seems to do is get in the way of what needs to be done as far as developing energy in our own hemisphere. So, Dan Epstein, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Martha.
So tell me a little bit about your concern about the Department of Energy and why you filed a lawsuit.
Well, Cause of Action got involved in this case because the Department of Energy has issued a rule that we think is going to kill a lot of jobs and is going to cost consumers a lot of extra money that they don't necessarily have. And we got involved to ensure that this rule does not come to pass.
And just explain the rule to people.
It's a direct final rule by the Department of Energy, and what it will do is it's going to require that there's certain efficiency standards on things like furnaces and air conditioners. And these air conditioning standards are going to apply directly to consumers in Georgia. And with an unemployment rate of 9.7% for Georgia citizens, that's going to mean that they're paying more money for their air conditioners. And so the Department of Energy issued this rule, even though there were a lot of parties, our clients included, who said that this rule is going to hurt businesses and it's going to hurt consumers. And we think that you shouldn't issue this rule directly, but listen to some of our comments and listen to the views that we're putting forward that's going to show that consumers like those in Georgia are going to have to pay more money for these things, and it's not good for our economy.
No, and I think you're right about that. Our economy needs to have less regulation in it, because what's happened is, and I've talked to people every day that tell me about how their small businesses get affected by some regulation that's been put into place. And not that you don't have some, and I have never met anybody that says, I want no regulations, okay? What they're saying is they want regulations that they don't have to pay a bunch of people to enforce, you know, that they don't want it to cost them a lot of money. They want to be common sense as far as it's concerned. And the Department of Energy seems to be a big abuser of their power as far as what they're going to do, because it doesn't seem like they're about energy at all, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Martha, this is all about abuse. The Department of Energy, with this rule in particular, the Department of Energy only has authority to issue a rule like this if it thinks that it's 100% uncontroversial. But as our clients and many other clients, industry people have said, is that this rule is controversial. We don't think it's reasonable. We don't think that there's a fair basis behind this, and we're challenging it. And the Department of Energy has basically ignored them. It's ignored our clients. It's ignored other industries that represent consumers and manufacturers. And the Department of Energy has itself admitted that this is going to kill jobs. And it's yet going ahead with this rule. So I think you're absolutely right that it's an abuse.
Well, and I think it's just a thing where they're sitting there looking and going, okay, we've got, here's, you know, you go through the Southeast and the Southwest, there's large parts of this country where people use their heating and air conditioning year round, you know, depending on what the weather is. And this is going to affect everybody. And it's just another tax on people. That's all it is. It's just another tax on people.
That's exactly right.
So what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, we filed a petition to intervene in a lawsuit in the District of Columbia Court of Appeals, the federal court, and what we're hoping for is that a judge will take up our cause and will say that the Department of Energy actually needs to reconsider this direct final rule and hopefully bring it back to the notice and comment procedures that allow for consumers and their representatives to petition the agency to not issue rules like this. So the hope is to make the Department of Energy more accountable and make it more accountable to consumers and to the businesses that provide jobs in this country so that it's not passing job-killing rules like this.
Well, and it's to my point that we were making with the last guest that not only do we need to look at term limits for elected officials, but we need to look at term limits for bureaucrats, because what's happening with these bureaucracies is that they think they've got their own agenda. I mean, when they do have their own agenda. But what happens is they get so entrenched in it that they think what they do is more important than the elected body, and that they're going to go on and do what they want to do. And that's a major problem in every step of the way. You go back to even 50 years ago, there was so much less intervention in individuals' lives and businesses than there is today. And you go back 100 years ago, we're coming up on 100 years since we instituted income tax, okay? There was so much less involvement in people's lives. You rose and fell based on how you were going to do. I'm all for companies failing, but if they're not doing what customers want. But I don't want them failing because they can't afford the regulations. That's not the way we do things here.
Yeah, Martha, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think with talking about the Department of Energy in particular, there is a company that the president announced was a ideal a company for successful energy investments, and that was NR1. And then, of course, 2 days after his speech, it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This NR1 got $118 million from the Energy Department for a grant to make electric car batteries, and then it declared bankruptcy. That's $118 million of taxpayer dollars down the drain. And you know what? At Cause of Action, we've been looking at the way that agencies spend money. And, you know, especially with grants, which aren't contracts, these are things that aren't competitive. There is no public oversight. And it's, you know, government bureaucrats determining who gets the money. And this is, you know, complete example of abuse. And Cause of Action's hoping to fight departments like the Department of Energy and others to make sure that taxpayer dollars aren't wasted. And when they are, it's being exposed.
And you can go to causeofaction.org to find out more information about what they're doing. And it is important, you know, that we look at this stuff. We've got a lot of opportunities for government to overreach, and we've got to start, you know, dealing with that. 877-333-6620. Dan Epstein, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.